So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Members of the school board.
Members of the school board.
Tonight, we're going to install a new president.
New president.
Hank, do you have to repeat everything I say?
Well, I'm the secretary. I have to take the minutes of the meeting.
Well, do it quietly.
Do it quietly.
To yourself.
To yourself.
Will you shush?
How do you spell shush?
Forget the minutes.
Very well. Go on, Heaney.
Now, where was I?
Do it quietly to yourself. Why would I want to do it quietly to myself?
Anyway, whatever I was going to say, I was going to end up by introducing to you the principal of the Hooterville Elementary School, Mr. Harvey Jackson.
Members of the school board.
Heaney already said that. Members of the school board, yeah.
Yes.
Why don't you try ladies and gentlemen? Nobody's used that yet. Go on, Mr. Jackson.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm sure you share my admiration for our departing president, Mr. Sam Drucker. The school owes Mr. Drucker many things, among which is this tape recorder that Willie's operating. Indeed, we owe him for many long years of service, during which this school has operated smoothly and efficiently with not one bit of trouble. And now I know that we'd all like to hear a word from our outgoing president, Mr. Sam Drucker.
Thank you, Willie. Members of the school board, Mr. Jackson, I come here tonight with a heavy heart. After 27 years of school boarding, the thought of leaving brings tears to my eyes. But then I really have nothing to be sad about because I have so many pleasant memories. The laughter of the little children's voices.
Let's have some more booze.
Willie, where did you get that?
I recorded it at the last PTA meeting.
Don't you remember we were rehearsing that play about the... No, it was the one about the... No, it wasn't that one either.
Forget it. Well, I really don't have too much more to say, so I'll just turn over my gavel to your new president, Mr. Oliver Wendell Douglas. Mr. Douglas?
Mr. Jackson, Mr. Drucker, and members of the Hooterville School Board. I'd like to tell you some of the ideas I have.
Thank you.
Under the circumstances, I declare this meeting adjourned.
Would you like to have some cookies to dunk in the milk, Mr. President?
No, thanks.
I hear the fellow in the Vitas is a dunker.
Fine.
What else would you like, Mr. President?
Will you stop calling me that?
Well, you're the president of the school board.
Board?
Oh, I was a little worried when you were late coming home from your meeting.
I had to help them find the fuse box.
What was wrong with the fuses?
Oh, they had this tape recorder.
Congratulations, Mr. President. Hail to the chief. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Will you knock it off?
Golly, if this ain't democracy at its best, our president sitting in the kitchen in his shirt sleeves dunking cookies.
I'm not... Look, did you get out of bed just to bug me?
No, sir.
Would you like some milk?
Did you hear that? His chief executiveship invited me to break bread with him.
Would you like some cookies?
No, thank you, your first ladyship.
Will you sit down?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Oliver, we are so proud of you.
We certainly are. Tell me, do you get much graft in this office?
Oh, yeah, millions of dollars.
Oh, I didn't know it was such a good job.
Look, I'm just president of the school board. It's almost an honorary job. The school system in Hooterville practically runs itself. In the 27 years Mr. Drucker has been president, he didn't have one bit of trouble.
But you're going to change that.
I'm not going to change anything. As far as the Hooterville school system is concerned, I'm going to do everything I can to see that they get whatever they need. But as far as trouble is concerned, I don't want any, I don't need any, and I don't anticipate any.
All right, students, now before we start our spelling lesson, I have an announcement to make. I have a letter from the County Board of Education regarding the students' art contest. They're going to complete the judging sometime this week. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if one of the students in our class should win? All right, Arnold, be quiet.
Miss Maxwell, I think Arnold wants to know if you sent his painting in.
Yes, I did. It was a waste of postage. Well, anyway, let's get on with our spelling lesson. Today, we're going to learn a new word. Porcupine. It has nothing to do with you, Arnold. It isn't that kind of pork. All right, now, children, please be quiet. Now, I'm going to write the new word on the blackboard, and I want you all to copy it into your notebooks.
Miss Maxwell, Arnold forgot his notebook.
All right, Arnold, just for that, you can stay after school and write on the blackboard 100 times, I will not forget my notebook. Now, here is the word. P-O-R-C-U.
Mrs. Maxwell!
What's the matter, Martha?
Arnold's eating my lunch!
Arnold, you're a disruptive influence in this class. And if I have any more trouble with you, you're going to the principal's office. P-I. All right, now who did that? I might have known. All right, Arnold, let's go to the principal's office.
Mr. Ziffel, how are you?
Disasterated.
Huh?
Can I come in, or must I stand out here and flap my gums at you?
Oh, come in, yes. Mr. Ziffel, here, sit down. You look a little shaken.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah? Would you like a little drink? Scotch, bourbon?
Oh, scotch or bourbon will be fine.
I meant...
Hello there, Mr. Ziffel. I thought it was you.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Douglas. Excuse me for not getting up. My legs are a little shaky.
Oh, well, that's all right. Would you like to have a drink? A brandy? Vodka?
Oh, brandy and vodka would be fine.
What's wrong, Mr. Ziffel?
It's terrible, Mr. Douglas. It's terrible.
Oh, we don't have any brandy vodka. All we have is gin and rye.
Oh, gin and rye. That'll be fine. You know what happened, Arnold? He was expostulated from school.
Expostulated? I believe you mean expelled.
Well, whatever I meant, they throwed him out.
Arnold was expostulated? That's terrible.
Mr. Douglas, I want to hire your legal services to get Arnold back in school.
Why did they expostulate Arnold?
For pea shooting the teacher.
Well, then they had a right to expel a kid.
No, Mr. Douglas, they just used that as an excuse. They've been trying to get rid of Arnold for a long time.
Why?
Prejudice, that's why. Just because Arnold don't look like the rest of the kids, they're out to get him.
Oh, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, is it? Then why are they always trying to bus him over to Crabwell Corner?
Mr. Ziffel, Arnold is a pig.
Go some more of that prejudice.
I'm not prejudiced.
How would you like it if your son had four legs and everybody made fun of him?
Mr. Ziffel, to you, Arnold may be like a son. But unfortunately, to the world, he's an animal.
Are you going to represent Arnold or ain't you?
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. I'm president of the school board now, and I can't be on both sides of an issue.
I see. You're anti-Arnold and pro-establishment.
Mr. Ziffel, let me see if I can make some sense out of this situation for you. Now, they let Arnold go to school because he's the class mascot. Now, if he's causing trouble, they have a right to throw him out.
Mr. Douglas, you're just like all them politicians. The minute you get elected president, you forget who your friends are.
I haven't forgotten who my...
Well, then why don't you do something for Arnold?
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to the principal and see if I can straighten it out. I'm not disputing the teacher, but it's a little hard to believe that the pig could put a pea shooter in his mouth and shoot a pea at her.
But, Mr. Douglas, Arnold is a very clever child. Pig. Would you believe that he did that painting?
Abraham Lincoln?
No, the painting next to it.
I don't believe it.
Look at his signature down in the lower corner.
How could he?
He calls it nude at a watering trough.
Well, that's beside the point. You know how Mr. Ziffel feels about Arnold. He's very upset about this, and I think you can find a way to reinstate him.
Is that an order from the president of the school board?
No. I'm just discussing it with you. You're the principal. You have to make the decision.
Then I'm sorry. I think it's best for the class to leave things as they are.
Very well, Mr. Jackson. Thank you for your time. I talked to Mr. Jackson, but it's no use.
Well, why didn't you lean on him a little? Use the old muscle.
Look, I'm a member of the school board, not a member of the mafia.
Well, they'd give any other child a chance.
Look, for the last time, he's not a child, he's a pig, and I don't want to hear any more about it.
But Arnold is very sensitive and talented. Did you ever see that painting he did, Nude in a Flower Pot?
No, I believe the title of the painting was Nude at a Watering Trough.
No, that was another nude. Altogether, he's done 6 nude at different places.
Well, then he shouldn't be allowed in school with all those nice little kids. He's nothing but a dirty old pig.
Oliver!
I don't want to hear any more about it. This is the end of the whole matter. What's that?
It sounds like the We Want Arnold fan club.
We want Arnold! We want Arnold! We want Arnold! We want Arnold! We want Arnold!
All right, quiet!
We want Arnold! We want Arnold!
Lisa!
We want Arnold!
All right, now, what are you kids doing here?
As president of the school board, we want you to get Arnold back in our class.
Well, I just talked to your principal, and he doesn't want to reinstate Arnold.
You should have leaned on him. Used a little of the old muscle.
That's what I said.
Lisa, please. I'd like to help you, but your principal makes the rules, you know, and you have to abide by them. Otherwise, authority breaks down. We have chaos. You know, like in some of those colleges where the students sat down and refused to go to class, used coercion on the school authorities. You understand?
We sure do, and thank you.
Children, stop it! Stop it now, quiet! What do you children think you're doing?
This is a sit-out.
Where did you get that silly idea?
From Mr. Douglas.
What?
He told us to sit down and coercion you.
Children, I want you to get on your feet immediately and get back to the classroom.
Hitler!
Who said that? Back to the classroom.
Not without Arnold.
Either you obey or suffer the consequences.
Are you going to call out the National Guard?
Children, I am warning you for the last time. Get back to your classroom.
We want Arnold! We want Arnold! We want Arnold! We want Arnold!
Mr. Douglas, I'm surprised at you. Telling those little children to refuse to go to the classroom and to try to coerce me into changing my mind.
No, I didn't advise them to do that. I was merely using some of those college riots as an example.
Well, they followed it.
Good for them.
Lisa.
Well, you always said if there is something worthwhile fighting for, you should fight for it.
Yeah, well...
Remember that time at Harvard when you led all the kids against the dean because there weren't any paper towels in the washroom?
Oh, there were paper towels. We needed...
Oh, you're an experienced troublemaker.
I'm not Look, Mr. Jackson, why don't you be magnanimous about the whole thing? Let Arnold go back to class.
I cannot yield to mob violence.
Mob violence? They're a bunch of nice little kids.
They were before you made a mob out of them.
Oh, Mr. Jackson.
Douglas, you started this trouble. Now you end it.
Well, what are you going to do now?
I'm going into town and talk to Mr. Drucker. Maybe he'll have some idea for working this out.
Well, why should he? He doesn't care if the kids have paper towels.
See you later.
Mr. Douglas, I gotta hand it to you. I was president of the school board for 27 years.
27 years.
And in all that time, I never had one bit of trouble.
Bit of trouble?
But you've only been in office for one day, and pow!
Is that a capital pow or a little pow?
Hank, what are you doing?
I'm taking down the minutes.
This isn't a meeting.
Well, Sam mentioned a school board, and I'm a secretary.
Take your notes in your head.
Won't that hurt?
Mr. Drucker, I thought you might be able to help me solve this. Have you got any suggestions?
I do. Why don't you let the kids have the paper towels?
They don't want paper towels. They want Arnold.
Well, they'll never be able to dry their hands on him.
Oh, for the love of...
Mr. Douglas, I'm sure this whole thing will blow over in no time.
Mr. Douglas, what are you doing here?
Why shouldn't I be here?
You should be over at the school for the riot.
What riot?
Mr. Jackson just called the sheriff.
All right, now, kids, come on. We've all had our fun. Let's go on back to class.
We want Arnold! We want
Hold
Arnold!
It! Hold we it! Hold it down. Now, let's talk this out peaceable. Now, who's your spokesman?
He is.
Oh, you're their leader.
No.
What's your name, boy?
Douglas. Oliver Wendell Douglas, and I...
That ain't a country name, son. Where you from?
Well, I moved out here from New York.
Oh, one of them outside agitators.
I'm not an agitator.
Ain't you the one who led that paper towel ride at Harvard?
That was...
What's our next move, Mr. Douglas?
Your next move is back in the classroom. Otherwise, I'm going to get the paddy wagon and take you all the pokey.
Just a second. Look, these are little kids. You can't...
You interfering with the law, son?
No, but...
You're on school property.
I'm the president of the school board.
Doggone. You fellas infiltrate everywhere, don't you?
Now, you listen to me, you knucklehead.
Huh? That did it. Now, you come along with me, boy.
Look, just see here.
Why don't you, Mr. Douglas? It'll make a great picture for the school paper.
I don't want him to hit me. Look, kids, you told the sheriff that I'm your leader.
Right.
Then you'll do just as I say.
I want you all to go back into your classroom.
And burn it?
No, I just want you to go back into class and continue studying, and I'll have one more shot at Mr. Jackson.
Did you say shot, son?
No. Look, I'll just try talking to him once more.
No.
But Mr. Jackson...
No, I've made my position clear. Nothing's going to make me change my mind about that pig. Hello? Yes. Yes. We did. Well, that's wonderful. One of our students won the student artist contest. Which student was it? What? Guess who won? Yes, that'll be just peachy dandy. How do you like that? 2,000 entries and Arnold's new to the filling station won first prize.
It's a little hard to believe.
The head of the County Board of Education is coming to our school tomorrow to award the prize to Arnold in person.
But Arnold's no longer a student here.
Oh, that's right. Well, now, maybe I've been too hard on the boy. After all, boys will be boys. Yeah, I'm sure that he's learned his lesson by now.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Well, if it isn't Porky Picasso, the painter of a million nudes.
Oh, Oliver, congratulations, Arnold. Oh, Mr. Ziffer, you must be a very proud father. Are you going to be in school tomorrow when he gets his prize?
Well, there's a little bit of a hang-up about that.
Oh, what kind of a hang-up?
Arnold ain't going back to school.
Why not?
Not unless he gets an apology from Mr. Jackson.
An apology? Why should Mr. Jackson apologize to him?
For all the nasty things he accused him of.
Oh, Mr. Ziffel, I don't think there's any way you can get Mr. Jackson to apologize.
Well, Douglas, you've done it again.
Done what?
Stirred up the children.
I didn't.
I suppose you wrote that chant for them.
Mr. Jackson, I'm getting a little tired of being accused of being a troublemaker. All I'm here for is to tell you what Arnold told... what Mr. Ziffel told me to tell you.
Well, you can tell Mr. Ziffel and Arnold that I refuse to apologize.
Uh-huh. Well, that's up to you. When the head of the County Board of Education gets here tomorrow, you can explain the whole thing to him.
I will. Mm-hmm.
You can have the ceremony on the front lawn. Of course, Arnold won't be here. But the kids will be chanting their little message in the background while the head of the Board of Education stands there chopping off the appropriation for your school.
Appropriations?
Yes. Isn't he the man who doles out the money for such things as erasers, chalk, and, principal salaries?
Principal salaries?
Well, look, Mr. Jackson, all you have to do is make a simple apology. Nobody has to be here except you and Arnold.
Well, I don't feel like I should...
Mr. Jackson, life is a compromise. You have to give a little to get a little. We all have to do things that are distasteful to us. We all want to save face. But the really big man is the man who can admit he's wrong.
Oh, shut up.
Lisa, do we have to have that thing in here?
Oliver, that's Arnold's masterpiece. The one he won the prize for, and he gave it to you because you led the riot and got him back into school.
No, I didn't lead any...
You know he has a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah. A lot of talent. Nude at a filling station. That's nothing but a mess of colors.
Well, you have to use your imagination.
I'll be... Yeah, now I can see it. There's the station, and there's the... Lisa, did you ever buy gas without your clothes on?
Where?
Right there. Good night. We'll be right back.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.